and welcome. Happy New Year and welcome to 2024. My name is Steven Sugumar and I'm a manager of solutions consultant, and I'm joined by my colleague Peter.
Hey, Peter McMullen. I'm a solutions consultant as well.
Thank you, and welcome to Java with Sugar. Listen to bite-sized conversation around current technology and trends. This episode, we will be exploring what is monetizing field service, and this will be part of our first arc for 2024, which is monetizing field service, our revenue-centric solution to optimizing your operations return on investment. I believe this topic is important because in many cases, field service management, field service departments are viewed as a cost center. And we want to understand how to transform this more into a revenue center. We want to thank you for joining, and we're going to jump right in. I think a good place to start is perhaps why field service management and departments are considered a cost center. Well, it really just starts with the inception and the need for field service, right? I'm talking about calling in, creating a case, working with an agent. You have a need for support. You're having some issues with some of your assets or some of the services provided. So right off the bat, the need to contact support or a call center is already a cost-burning division of your business. And then let's talk about the technicians. To actually get your technician there, these technicians are highly skilled employees alongside with high costing salaries, high valued equipment in some cases in some businesses, and just the cost of logistics. I mean, running the truck, monitoring their safety, AVL solutions, their inventory, right? Monitoring that inventory and managing it. All of this really equates to what many businesses call a truck roll cost. What does it cost to even get my truck and my technician moving even before I reach my customer's job site to aid with their issue? So a lot of this in many businesses today, it is a cost center. Field service management is considered absorbing costs within an organization. We believe that we can turn this around and bring more revenue into your field service operations at your business. Peter, do you have anything more to add as to why field service management might be a cost center?
I honestly think, like, you hit it out of the park there. And I think that we might as well, you know, these people all know how it's costing and why it's costing the money. So let's get into how we can work to mitigate that and to flip this on its head. So I think that one of the big things that we want to focus on when we talk about monetizing field service management by attaching it to revenue solutions is, on the back end at least, is setting up service contracts. Now, this can be done with a lot of field service management solutions on its own, but the issue is that that leaves it kind of sitting unattached to any billing or like actual revenue software. So you have to make all of those connections manually by yourself. What we're looking to do with field service and with Revenue Cloud is to generate those service contracts through subscription management. And then you can connect that to field service, and that connection can be configured to auto-generate work orders, maintenance plans on your assets, and more. And this will actually help you in avoiding large capital spends in repairs and in service. It'll help reduce that truck roll cost by helping you to have the majority of your schedulable appointments in advance so that you can best schedule the work so that everything lines up nice and neatly. And with that comes as well a stress-free schedule so that you're paying your dispatchers less on, you know, mental health services and things like that. And also it comes with that ability to upgrade and have that upgradable eligibility for free so that if a part or an asset becomes obsolete, there's that contract and you get that free upgrade. So there's a lot of selling points on the customer end as well. Steven, I don't know if you have anything to talk about there with service contracts.
No, that seems great. I mean, it's like a warranty being leveled up. I'm almost seeing it like a car insurance or home insurance, right? It's worry-free. When you encounter a problem, just call your provider and everything is stress-free for the customer, it seems.
Absolutely, yeah. And so then we get into things dealing with the technicians, right? Going out into the field to do work. And one of the large areas that we see here is that your technicians have time, a lot of face time potentially with customers, right? Your customer has to let them in the building, has to show them where the issue is, has to, is probably chatting with them a little bit to understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, why this issue is occurring, if it's a regular issue, why it continues to occur. And during that conversation, it's very likely that your customer will ask your technician for advice. They're the one fixing it. They're the one doing the job, and they're the one visibly helping, right? Everybody else at your company is who they're paying, but this technician is showing up. They're not asking for money, and they're just doing the work. So that's a very good potential selling opportunity where your technician is probably openly giving advice on maybe try this in the future, or this is a product that you might want to look into that'll help you here. And all that attaching that revenue solution to your field service management solution does is it gives the technician a button, a quick way, an easy way to log that interaction and turn that into a potentially a quote or a lead or however your company wants to run things, so that the technician just logs that interaction, a possibility, an interest from the customer, and then it gets shipped off to your sales rep or to the account manager, whoever. And the technician doesn't have to worry about anything anymore. The goal is not to add to their jobs, but just to give them a way of logging what they've done. And we'll get into this in a second, but potentially rewarding them for that work. Stephen, how does this feel with respect to how field service typically runs and then adding in that revenue solution?
I see some major benefits. I can see how this is reducing that cost centricity around the division and just empowering and enabling more revenue to flow through. But I'm really curious, Peter. I mean, how are we going to achieve this? How are we going to empower these technicians to do some of these things that you're talking about?
That's a great question. And again, I do want to call out here that the goal is to improve everything. So one way, great way to incentivize employees is through gamifying this. That comes with, and that's made easy, let's say, or easier through Salesforce's great reporting and dashboard features. So you can take all of these interactions, right? If we're logging all of those customer upsell or cross-sell opportunities as leads, let's say, then you can track all the leads that are generated by each field technician, turn that into a report, turn that into a dashboard, and have it tracked throughout the month, where at the end of the month they get, a Tim Hortons gift card or something like that. And that's a fun way of, creating some friendly competition, making it so that it's not, a huge burden on them. There's a little bit of fun, a little bit of banter that can be had between them and their colleagues. And you need that access to revenue software to be able to track things like this, to be able to make it easy to generate these quotes or these leads while in the field, and then be able to gamify all of that. Does that make sense? And does that seem like something that customers and techs would actually want to do?
I think so, right? I think it's key in what you said around gamifying it, making it more optional, incentivizing them, not adding it as part of their job description. I feel, technicians out in the field, especially in complex industries like energy, there's already so much responsibility on their plate and so many things that they have to, run their minds through. So I think adding a sort of optional arm here to make a little bit of extra money, right? Or help the company out just with a few clicks, like you mentioned. I think this is the strategy that's going to best benefit companies moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the goal, right? We're looking here to not make their life harder, but just to give them more options and more opportunity to log the good and hard work that they're already doing, likely.
Love
And
it.
that's really where that synergy between the field service platform and the revenue software can really come together, right? Where you walk through from the completion of a work order, you generate a report on all the service work that was done. You turn that into a bill. You use billing to handle all of the credits that your customer has, all the discounts that they have, and then you automatically send that off to the customer. All of that from the time that the technician says, I'm done the work, this is everything I did, through to sending that bill to the customer. If you've got that all on one platform, that can all happen automatically. right? You can time it out to when you want it to happen. If you have specific times of the month that you want that to be sent out, but it can all be done automatically and really reduce the hassle so that your team is only dealing with the problematic or the niche cases that would require their attention.
Love it, love it. So I think that's where we're going to conclude our first episode here. So really to recap, we talked why field service management might be a cost center for your business. How do we change that more into a revenue center? How do we monetize that? And Peter just lightly discussed on how do we synergize the revenue solutions with field service management solutions. So again, thank you, Peter, for your collaboration. On next episode, we will be further exploring that synergy between field service management and revenue solutions with our guest speaker, Eric Nelson. Again, thank you all for your time. Please, we would love if you can subscribe to get some email reminders when new episodes are out. Follow the podcast on our LinkedIn page. Visit our DAbsolute website and contact us for any custom demos, including the monetizing field service demo that we recently acquired. Thank you for listening once again, and we're wishing you a wonderful 2024. Take care.